Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts between the mound and first base. Conley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone moves to third. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Temple steals second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Triandoz is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Triandoz hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 2 in the game. Estrada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dick Hall now pitching. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bresut strikes out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Gene Conley. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.